Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. Are people born with photographic memories, or does it just take time to develop?
It does. It takes time.
Okay, right. I have a photographic memory. I just have no film in my camera.
There you go.
You can't even say that anymore because there's no cameras with film.
Yeah, you can't blame it on the developer.
Yeah, exactly.
I haven't got them back yet.
I didn't get them back from the developer yet. Yeah. Why can't you take a good picture?
No.
Well, anyway.
Kidding.
Yeah. Clear Out West Radio Show, Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
Welcome to our outfit.
All right, here's a bunch of nonsense. Are you ready?
Nonsense,
yep.
Yes.
Nonsense, yep. A dung beetle walks into a bar and asks, "Is this stool taken?" I know.
Now that one I like.
See, me too. I like, you know, that there are good bar jokes and there are poor bar jokes.
Sickle.
I know. It brings up another one that I can't do on the air.
Exactly.
All right. The rotation of Earth really makes my day.
Yeah, mine too.
Absolutely, yes.
I hadn't thought of it that way.
Right, yeah. Well, to be frank with you, I'd have to change my name.
Me too.
Can I be Frank?
Yes.
I don't care. You can be whoever you want to be.
Be Frida.
Right, yeah. My friend was explaining electricity to me, but I was like, what?
What? Oh, come on.
I know. Dad joke. That was a bad dad joke.
Well, you know what a journeyman electrician is, don't you?
No.
Spark arrester.
I'll buy that.
Yeah.
What if there were no hypothetical questions?
What if?
Well, all right.
We'd be in a heap of trouble.
You got that right. The world champion tongue twister got arrested.
He did.
Yep. I hear they're going to give him a tough sentence.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, dear.
All right. Oh, I know. Dear. Yeah, yeah. Pollen is what happens when flowers can't keep it in their plants.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I
all
know.
Right.
You know, some of these, I don't know. Yeah. A book fell on my head the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I only have my shelf to blame, though.
Yes, you do.
Man, these are terrible.
Boy.
Right, I've heard this one before.
Oh.
Communist jokes aren't funny unless everyone gets them.
That's right. Everybody
That's
gets
That's not
them.
Funny.
That is not funny.
Equality.
Yes.
We could go, I just am right on the edge of going off on that one, but okay, here we go. Geology rocks.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
But geography's where it's at.
That's where it's at.
Got it.
Got it.
You betcha.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. I buy all my guns from a guy called T-Rex.
T-Rex.
Yeah, he's a small arms dealer.
Yeah, yeah. You got small arms.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got a big head and small arms. All right, yeah. My friend's bakery burnt down last night.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah. His business is toast.
It is toast.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Literally.
Right, yeah.
And figuratively.
Four fonts walk into a bar.
Four fonts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Four fonts, yes. The bartender says, "Hey, we don't want your type in here."
Wrong font.
Wrong to have that font in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. If you don't pay your exorcist, do you get repossessed?
Yes, you do.
Okay. Just curious.
Yeah.
Hey, we got a great show coming at us this week. You betcha. Joe Merrick is riding along with us. Joel Nelson has some poetry for us. We have Bryn Hill.
Oh, my.
Ian Tyson.
Wow.
Dave Stamey. Wiley.
Stellar.
I know. I mean, we just will play music instead of talk.
Let's do that.
Yeah. Wiley and the Wild West is riding along with us. They're going to open up with that great Will Ogilvie poem that they put to a song.
Yeah.
Hooves of the Horses.
noise of the horses, witching and sweet, is the music earth steals from iron-shod feet. No whisper of lover, no trilling of bird, can stir me as hooves of the horses have stirred. They spurn disappointment, they trample despair, and drown with their drumbeats the challenge of care. With scarlet and silk for their banners above, they're swifter than fortune, sweeter than love. Gather and fly. In the hush of the nighttime, I hear them go by. Horses of memory thundering through, flashing white fetlocks all wet with the dew. When you lay me to slumber, no spot you can choose, but will ring to the rhythm of galloping shoes. And under the daisies, no grave be so deep for the hooves of the horses to sound in my sleep. The hooves of the horses to sound in my sleep.
Oh yeah, that is a dandy. Yeah. Will Ogilvy was a bush poet from Australia.
Australia, yeah.
And that is his poem, and Wiley and the Wild West put it into music.
They did it justice, didn't they?
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes. I'm a Will Ogilvy fan.
Absolutely.
He's got some good stuff. Mm. He really does. But anyway, welcome to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Yeah.
I digress.
I digress. You digress.
I'm back, though.
And yes.
Here we are. Had a nice trip. Here I am. All right. Hey, faithful listener Duke Edwards sent us an email and posed the question. And he says, you know, nobody really talks about horses from the 1700s and the 1800s.
Right.
He said, you know, where did they come from? Who trained them? What were they used for? You know, all of those sort of things. So, yeah, we said, all right, 18th and 19th century horses, here we go.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And what a great idea.
It really was.
Pretty fun doing a little research on this.
It was, wasn't it?
It was enlightening for
right.
sure.
Well, and of course, you know, you think back of the original horse in North America was the Eohippus.
Mm-hmm.
Then it supposedly migrated over to the Asian steppe,
right?
And where it matured, mm-hmm. and then it came back for various reasons.
Right. Okay.
So, yeah. So the native horse to America, everybody automatically goes to the Spaniard
Mustang.
The Andalusians mm-hmm. that were brought over that time. But Christopher Columbus,
right,
I believe, and others brought horses as well.
Right.
Yeah. But I don't know what kind.
What they had in Europe at that time.
Okay, right.
Yeah, so, there was a lot of Tricaners, Warmbloods.
Right.
Andalusians.
Different horses for different things.
Right, and then the tractors, you know, the drafts that they had.
Right.
And they all managed to make their way over here eventually, right?
Well, right. The European settlers, they brought everything over with them that they could, you know, mostly draft horses because, they're like you said, there were no tractors.
There was no equipment.
This is how you worked the land.
Well, in the one article that I read, one of the Dutch guys came over to the colonies at that point in time, and he made the comment that nobody was writing anything.
Oh, really? They were just driving things?
They were driving.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nobody was riding
No one was riding these horses.
Well, you know, flop a leg over a Clydesdale, big boy. Yeah. See how that treats you.
That's a rough ride.
Right. So, Clydesdale and Shires, of course, from the UK.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Belgians. Belgians from? Belgium.
Yeah.
Right. And Percherons.
Percherons, yeah.
From France.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, exactly. So these are the workhorses.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody needed something of substance to till the ground.
Right. They needed equipment.
To haul.
Tools,
right.
Yes,
yeah. But we'll talk a little bit more about the riding horses here a little bit later on in the show. But right now we need to ditch out to a commercial.
Ooh,
and
boy.
The good news is when we come back, Dave Stamey is going to sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a one-year, four-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year's Real Buckaroo calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348, and mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.